Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Lion's Silence, What the World Lost When Peter Died. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. There are silences that feel peaceful, and there are silences that feel like something has been ripped from the sky. The night Peter Tosh died, the world fell into the second kind. Not just because a man was gone, but because a frequency had vanished. A vibration. A roar. And in its place, silence. It wasn't the kind of silence you get when a song ends. It was the silence that follows a warning ignored. The kind that hums in your chest when the fire burns out, but the smoke still stings your eyes. People called it a tragedy. A loss, a murder, but it was more than that. It was a rupture, a tear in the spiritual fabric of rebellion. Because when Peter died, so did the last uncompromised voice of a movement. There were other singers, other rebels, but no one like Peter. No one who looked Babylon in the eye and didn't blink. No one who refused to soften, even when it cost him everything. Peter didn't want fame. He wanted freedom. And when he couldn't have both, he chose truth. So what did we lose when Peter was taken? We lost a soundtrack to the struggle. We lost the man who could distill centuries of oppression into three verses and a chorus. We lost someone who sang not to escape pain, but to drag it into the light and make the world confront it. Imagine what Peter would say now, to the government still locking up black men for herb while profiting from legalization, to the artists who use Rasta as a fashion trend but fear the fire behind it, to the systems that preach peace while funding war. He wouldn't hold a press conference. He'd hold a mirror. And he'd say, "Look, this is what you become when you forget the lion." After Peter died, the air changed. Jamaica mourned, yes, but there was something else. A tension. An ache. Like something sacred had been snatched, not just lost. The streets got quieter. The lyrics got softer. The fire dimmed. It was like the elders were watching to see. Would anyone carry it now? The mic was there. The truth was waiting. But the lion? The lion was silent. I remember walking through downtown Kingston days after the funeral. There were murals, candles, children wearing shirts with his face. But it all felt hollow. Not because the love wasn't real, but because his voice was missing. You could feel it. In the rhythm of the city. In the silence between songs. The bass still dropped. The Ganges still burned. But the message? The message had a hole in it. And the radio? It played tributes. But it also sanitized him. They didn't play the raw interviews. Didn't mention the government tensions. Didn't replay his final warnings. It was easier to mourn a man than to resurrect his mission. But Peter never wanted to be remembered. He wanted to be continued. He once said, "Me voice not fi popularity. Me voice fi revelation." So what do we do when that voice is gone? We listen to what's left. The echo. And that echo still whispers. Legalize it. Equal rights. Get up, stand up. Not as slogans, but as spells. As blueprints. As unfinished instructions. Peter's death wasn't just the end of a life. It was the end of a rhythm. A rhythm that had kept movements alive. That had given the poor a prophet. That had told Babylon, "Me see ya. And me nah bow." Now the question is, what have we done with his silence? Have we filled it with noise? Have we forgotten? Or are we still listening, not just to his records, but to the space between them? Because sometimes, the silence speaks louder than the song. Sometimes, what you don't hear is the thing you need most. So the next time you hear a reggae tune with no teeth, the next time you see a Rasta flag on a t-shirt sold by a company that once called him dangerous, the next time you scroll past a Marley quote without hearing the pain behind it, pause. Remember the lion. Remember the silence. And remember, that silence is a test. Not of what Peter said, but of what we'll say now. Because Tosh may be gone. But truth. Truth never dies. It just waits. In silence. In smoke. In the space between bass lines. Waiting for someone brave enough to roar again.